When it comes to taking risk, failure is assured, and the reward is greater, especially when you take that risk. Welcome to episode 218 of the Walking Leader Podcast. As always, the Walking Leader Podcast is an audio tool for you, current and future leaders, to sharpen your skills and hone your craft. Good evening, good day, good morning, good afternoon. My name is David Guerra, and I'm here to help you every step of the way. So without delay, let's get this episode started. Today's topic, or this episode's topic, is self-leadership and taking risk. Folks, you want to be a leader? It all begins with you. It really, truly begins with you. You have to take the initiative. You have to take that first step, followed by the second step. Because, yeah, anybody can take that first step. It's that second step that's the hardest one. And every step after that, it just gets equally harder. But as a leader, you want to be a leader. You want to lead people. You want to take them. You want to make great leaders. Then you have to take risk. You have to learn to take risk. You have to, well, be a risk taker. That's non-negotiable. See, to grow, we need to take risk. And any true, genuine, authentic leader knows that to be the leader they have always wanted to follow, well, it comes with taking risk. See, taking risk is necessary when it comes to, well, folding those experiences into along with your knowledge, and you end up creating wisdom. Hey, that's the secret formula. That's the secret formula. That's the secret formula to creating wisdom. Wisdom equals experience plus knowledge. And we know how we get knowledge, right? We go to school, we read, we learn things that way, but we need to experience things. So how do we gain experience? Well, first and foremost, we definitely have to live our lives. We have no choice. We have to live our own true, authentic lives. And when we do that, we chart new courses, we go on adventures, and we take our chances by taking a risk or two or three or more. We have to live our lives, remember? So knowledge is gained through study, but knowledge is not a substitution for experience. And far too many people, way too many people, that's all they have. They have the knowledge, but they have no experience. And that does not balance out. That does not make wisdom. That does not make a well-rounded leader. Sure, they've gone the distance. They've gone to school. They've taken that initiative. They've taken the time to crack open a book, read it, and understand what's going on. And maybe they can process it. But that is not a substitution for experience. Therefore, they can never truly be wise. They may be book smart, but they're not wise because there's no experience to back that up. So taking a risk is how you grow. Taking a risk is how you become wise. Taking a risk, more importantly, is how you expand your comfort zone, everyone. See, you know, your comfort zone, that thing you feel when things are going with the flow, that place where no one is rocking the boat, your boat, no one's rocking your boat, and you're not even rocking your own boat. That place where you are feeling good sitting in that nice, cozy, comfy chair, that's the comfort zone. And that's a bad place to be. That is a horrendous place to be. It's good to visit every once in a while, but if that's what you're defined as, if that's where you are, then you're in the wrong place. You're not going to be a leader by sitting in your comfy chair. No, by snuggling up in your whoobie. It feels good in a nice, cool night. But again, you got to get out of that comfort zone. You've got to take risk. And what are the risks I'm talking about? Well, things like writing that book, the book you've always wanted to write. Cliff diving in Acapulco, zip lining across the Las Vegas Strip, jumping out of a perfectly good airplane, going to the gym, going back to school, learning how to scuba dive, going that round the world cruise. Yeah, I know those sound pretty, but again, most people won't do it. People talk a good game, but they won't take that risk of going out there and doing it. And that list, again, of what that goes on and on and on, giving a speech. Public speech in front of thousands of people. Standing up in front of thousands of people and giving a speech. That's risk-taking. Take that risk. Know yourself. And when should you be taking risk? Well, as I said, know yourself and always take a risk. Under all conditions, under all circumstances, rain or shine, it doesn't matter. There's a risk to be taken. Now, of course, now, not all risks are worth taking. You know, obviously those with a high propensity to maim or kill you is obviously not what you want to attempt, or at least on your first go around, you might want to work your way up to that. However, there is nothing wrong with trying something that could, you know, once you've completely planned it out, thoroughly prepared for it, by covering as many bases as you can before launching, you stand a better chance of success with that risk taking. Success that yields a better outcome. Remember, no risk, no reward. Low risk, low reward. High risk, high reward. But it's also a high reward or a high chance of failure, too. See, pick and choose those risks wisely. Plan, prepare, decide, and then act. Understand the possible outcomes, all possible outcomes of success or failure. Was it, I don't know if you saw that Avengers movie where Dr. Strange says he came up with 13 million different possibilities, possible outcomes, but only one, right? There's only one. Because that's all you can take. You can only take one. You can't take all 13 million, but he worked it through, and either way. So, no matter what happens, whether it's a success or a failure, they both become teachable moments. When you succeed, it's a teachable moment. How do we do it? How do we repeat this success? And when you fail, well, what do we learn from it? How do we avoid it the next time? See, those teachable moments lead to growth. It grows. You grow. You start growing because you've got to either succeed or you have to either avoid the failures again. So risk at that point starts building that self-confidence, the self-confidence to want to do more, to go above, to go beyond. And you're taking those risks because you have that self-confidence of you succeeded once, you're going to do it again, or you failed once. Now you know what not to do and you move on. So a word of warning, do not take any risks when you're trying to impress someone or it's a matter of revenge. I'll show them, you know, none of that. Because when you take risks only to impress someone or to, as a matter of something, you want to take revenge on somebody, I'll show them. Because, and I've said this before, but it's true. Hospitals and prisons are full of people that took risk out of spite and revenge. It's just that simple. Foolish action, really. So how do you become someone who takes risks? Well, the first thing is knowing yourself, that's key. Knowing who you are. If you do not know yourself, then you absolutely have no business taking any kind of risk. If you are confident that you can take that risk and accept the outcome, good or bad, if you can't do that, if you're not confident that you can take that risk and you cannot accept the outcomes, then you definitely just stop right there. You have to go work on yourself. Work on yourself. You have to get to know yourself long before you even attempt to take any kind of risk. And you have to be open-minded. Being open-minded in that you are willing to try just about anything that you can try and do. Be open-minded in knowing that you might not succeed and that you will fail. It happens. It's not a matter of if, it's a matter of when you fail. You might get lucky on that first go round, but the second one might not be as lucky. So be careful. But again, be open-minded to the possibilities. Don't go in it one-sided. Don't go into it blind. Don't go in it with blinders on because it's not going to work. Be someone who trains and practices and understands what the risk is and go through the various scenarios and possible outcomes. And then once you've done that, know when to decide and act. Now, of course, with very few exceptions, do not be hasty to act. There's going to be some that you're going to have to decide. But guess what? Those that you have to decide at that moment's notice, those come with experience. Those comes with wisdom. Those comes with knowledge. That comes with a little bit of everything. The more knowledge, the more experience you gain, the more wise you become, the easier it will be down the road to act a little hasty with your decision making because you've weighed. You're faster at weighing the outcomes and the positives and the negatives. When you take risk, you also, well, you with regret. You have to deal with regret. But when you don't take any risks, because when you take them, by taking risks, you minimize the shouldas, the couldas, the wouldas, because you did and you continue to do. So you cast aside all of those regrets. Oh, I should have done that, or I should have. No, you actually went out and did it. There's no more saying, oh, I'm going to jump out of an airplane. No, you jumped out of an airplane. Now it's up to you to do it again. Go a little higher next time. But you minimize regrets, and regret is definitely a killer. Because people regret, hey, when they're dying, and we've heard this, when they're on their deathbed, people have said, oh, I regret not spending more time with my family. Oh, I regret not asking for a comfortable chair. Oh, I regret working harder, working longer, putting in more attention to the work than to my family, my friends, my loved ones. Folks, take the risk. That's what it's all about. It minimizes those shoulda, coulda, wouldas. And once you start taking risks, your mindset changes. Go skydiving once, you're gonna want that experience. You're gonna want to experience that rush that you get, that adrenaline, that endorphins that kick in when you're jumping out of that airplane. You're gonna want that again and again and again. Your mindset becomes one of growth and wanting to go bigger and go better. Your mindset changes to one of abundance as you realize that there is more to do, more to make, more to be. And once that abundance mindset sets in, nothing can stop you. Seriously, nothing can stop you. So as I mentioned at the top of this, when it comes to taking risk and self-leadership, it all comes to you. It all begins with you. It starts with you. It's all about you first. You don't have to look to your right or to your left. You look at yourself. You have to decide for yourself. You have to decide to take the initiative. You have to decide the risk you want to take, how much of the risk you want to take. You have to assess whether or not that risk is worth taking. And you have to decide if you're prepared to live with the outcome of taking that risk. See, taking risk is not easy, but it is worth it. Taking risk is how you become a leader that leads by example, because you know what you are capable of, what you're capable of doing, and what you're actually doing. And folks, taking risk as a self-leader sets you apart from everyone else. Everyone else that just talks a good game, you're delivering on that game. You're walking your talk. Acta non verba. Action over words. That's where it's at. That's when you take the risk, because you take that first step, you take the second step, and off you go. Action over words. Well, we've reached the end of this episode, and if you have a question or two, then leave me a voicemail at the Walking Leader Hotline at 956-720-0060, or email me, dave@daveguerra.com, or tweet it to me at Dave Guerra, DaveGuerra on Twitter. Listen, folks, you've been listening to The Walking Leader with me, David Guerra. Next time, make sure you come back and we continue our talk as we take our steps on that walking leader journey to become better leaders and great followers. And remember, we must always go beyond the grind and go beyond the hustle, because today and every day, that is the only way to be the walking leader and a leader that is truly great to follow.